saw something interesting in the city today. Had to drop Kieran off to the hairdresser.
Yep. You dropped her off at the hairdresser. She's a good guy.
I'm a good guy. And as I dropped her off at the hairdresser, Ivan, who had been going for years, sits down in the front. He goes, "Yeah, I like your Uber." And I said, "I got to go. I got to pick up another client," and drove off. Pretty funny. Pretty funny. Anyway, I drove around the corner and there's this police station in the city right near Bourke Street Mall. There's always these cop cars there.
Oh, yeah.
Heaps of cop cars.
Trouble.
Like six cop cars because they positioned themselves there. And a guy walks out, right? And they're proper police cars. They're not like, you know, they've got
the wheel ones, the trouble.
Yeah, they've got all the stickers and the sirens. Bloke walks out. I've got to say, he looked a bit like me, bit overweight, wearing a hoodie, very unkempt, jeans, runners. Opens up a police car, gets in and drives off. I'm like, wow.
He's undercover, obviously.
Is he undercover?
Yes.
Gee, he did a good job. He looked really not like a cop. You know when most cops look like cops?
Whenever you meet cops out of uniform, part is you go, wow.
You can often tell.
Cops you can tell.
You can pick them in an audience sometimes.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, I did.
They sit a bit more upright, do they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Short hair.
Yeah.
Well presented. I did one in, where was I? The River Club in Echuca or somewhere. And hello to anyone who's been affected by the floods up there.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
The River Club, that would be definitely.
It's a golf club. It was a golf club. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. There was a guy sitting very upright and short hair. And I said, "Are you like you're a cop." And everyone cheered because everyone knew him in the audience.
You're good at picking those characters.
Well, you know, someone who carries themselves and has short hair. It's often a cop or...
And the uniform, that's a bit...
The uniform's a giveaway. Why aren't you out catching criminals, mate? Do you ever think you could be undercover, though? You'd be undercover.
I was part of a sting. I told you that story.
What?
Well, I think I told you before where I was down the beach one day and I saw this guy with a camera with a long lens taking inappropriate photographs of people on the beach.
Right.
And you could tell they were inappropriate because...
He shared them with you.
Yeah. What are you getting there, mate? Oh, that's a good one. And I'm going that, and they were, it was young people right in front of it. And we were up on the path away from the beach.
And you told the cops.
I rang the police. I go, is it appropriate for someone to have a long lens taking photographs of young people on the beach? And it was young girls and boys. And I tried to get him.
Did you hang around and distract him? The cops said, keep him there. Do whatever you can to keep him there, Glenn.
I was there. And I said, look, he's doing it. He's right there now. And I told him the spot. Then I'm standing there watching him going, oh, you dirty.
He was like a twitcher watching the wildlife, the birds.
Yeah, but I thought he was doing.
Yeah.
I thought he was paparazzi chasing me, actually.
Yeah, of course.
And
Kath and Kim show coming out.
Yeah, can't say anything. Leave me alone. Bit of private time, please. You know, seriously. Oh, you're not taking me. He was doing it, and I didn't want to say anything to him because I didn't want to start a kerfuffle. And then these three people walked up to him, just wearing bathers and towels around their neck and a little hat and everything. And I've gone, at least those guys have stopped him from what he was doing. And they were the police.
And they were the cops.
They were undercover, walking down the beach with their towels and with their shorts on. Just looked like people at the beach. And then one of them in their shorts with their towel around comes over to me and goes, you're the one that reported it. Would you like to make a statement? Or... Oh, it's Russell Coit. Would you like? And I went, mate, I've done my work here is done. I don't want to have to be involved.
Do you reckon they were there then? They must have been around. How long?
I reckon they patrol the beaches. This is in summer, obviously. They patrol the beaches and you don't know they're there. Oh. And it's something untoward. And it's good to know.
What sort of bathers? They were wearing blue bathers? Or?
Yeah, blue and white. And
little siren on their head.
Little sirens and the flashing batons, light. Of course. And
did they just look like normal swimmers?
Yeah, it's like three people at the beach. Was there
the fat sergeant with
the gun? Yeah, there was a couple of big guys and a girl. It was four of them.
There were four of them?
Four of them, yeah.
Was a girl in a bikini?
Yeah. They looked like normal people. And, you know, fair enough.
The guy tries to run, a guy rocks up on a surfboard. Stop right there.
Because I used to do a bit of stand-up about the police dressing up as, tell me if this is inappropriate, where the police are trying to catch people engaging prostitutes on the street.
Yes.
And the only problem is that the police looked like, so they would dress up as prostitutes and try.
Oh, they used to do this all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And except they didn't quite have the lingo down.
No.
Because the guy would wind the window again, "G'day, sweetheart, what's on offer?" The penis will be taken from the aforementioned trousers and stroked in a north-south direction. whereupon an orgasm will occur, and you will pay me a set amount of money.
The aforementioned time of the appropriate occasion. What happened? Did they take this guy away?
Well, I didn't want, but they were just talking to him, and I thought, I'm best if I get away now, because if he eyeballs me.
Yeah, that's that guy.
I'll take a photograph of you now.
I'll get you, Mikey.
I'll do this. I'll do time, but I'll get out again and I'll come and find
you. Stab you.
Yeah. So anyway, I did my duty.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Well, you got to. Otherwise, this. You know.
Wow.
Why are we talking about that?
Oh, I just saw a guy undercover.
Oh, but haven't even played the music yet.
Oh, here it comes.
Somehow related now, please welcome your hosts Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, welcome to the show. It's called Somehow Related, this podcast, and you got to work out how these two topics are related. Should we get the topics or why not?
I think so.
What are they, Sam?
Juggling and ancient Chinese warriors.
So are there non-ancient Chinese warriors?
Are they just Chinese warriors?
Are they? So she means we're going back BC.
Like samurai kind of. I mean, that's Japanese, but, you know, that
going
kind
back
of.
You
know, you mean that picture of the Chinese warriors? And they wear that armor.
What about, are they like the terracotta ones?
Yeah. Probably. They're modelled on that, I assume.
So they've got the armour, they've got, they're probably, it's probably like BC. It'd be, it wouldn't be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be, you know, and.
There were no guns, it was all swords.
Swords and shields, yeah. and.
Smash. Have you been to China?
No. I've been to Chinatown.
Been to a Chinese restaurant?
It's pathetic.
Terrible.
That is pathetic. God, I figure Sam, I have. I've been in Chinatown.
Sam Pang does this great bit in his stand-up where he asks, what's your favourite Chinese dish?
Yeah.
And he's got all these responses, special fried rice, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Every time I'm there with him, I always try and stuff him up and I yell out, Pad Thai! It's like, mate, that's not, that. Who's that? That's not even from China. I was here the other night and someone yelled out, Dim Sims. It's like, very funny. So what can we say about, I've never been to China. I've been to Vietnam, which borders China, but I've never been to China.
Well, can you go to China?
Of course you can.
But anywhere in China?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. If you want to go where like the Uyghurs are, which is like the Muslim
I've been to Hong Kong. People. Does that count? That counts now.
Yeah, that's, you've got closer to China than me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
I've been in a hotel room, you know.
Did you walk around Hong Kong?
Yeah, it was back in the day. Before
did you do a travel show?
I did a pilot for a travel show to look at Hong Kong before it was passed back.
Did we ever see this pilot?
No.
Is it somewhere in the archives?
It was pretty good too.
Well, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
A lot of steps in Hong Kong? A lot of steps?
Yeah, not that I remember. Yeah.
Small apartments?
Yeah, I did a lot of good food, a lot of office buildings, a lot of people. And I, for some reason, I did a joke, because a lot of people walking on the streets. A lot of those big crossings.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what there's not enough of in China?
Wow.
Skipping.
Yeah.
And I skipped down the road amongst the crowds, and it looked quite funny.
Yeah.
That's as good as it got. No, I went to the races, the happy.
Oh, racing's big in Hong Kong.
The happy.
Yeah, I don't know. But
happy Valley or something, is it?
Racing's big.
Yeah. A lot of good restaurants. Got a suit made. I went to a coffin shop and did the ultimate wrong thing. I tapped a coffin. Shouldn't tap a coffin in a coffin shop. You may just look at them. But it's a coffin shop. They had all the coffins there, and you get one made up. Well, they got a suit made.
It's a clay. You can do that in Vietnam too.
Yeah.
I know with the racing, a lot of the Australian jockeys go over there and make a lot of money
A lot of money.
You know.
Yeah.
Cash.
But, what? You can only bring 10,000 back though, can't you?
Jockeys, where are they going to put it?
But they have little. Oh, that's. I can't say. That's being.
Hey,
that's,
Glenn, don't say that about us.
Yeah, but they would have smaller suitcases so they could get. Would they have smaller suitcases? They'd have big. They could have a big suitcase. Sorry.
Yeah. Gee, you know what makes me angry?
Uh oh.
When I walk down a plane, I see like a jockey type Grant Denyer sitting in the extra leg room. Oh, God. Get out of there, mate. Get out of there.
It's a waste.
Get out of there, Grant.
Yeah.
He does that
bit of routine about we hate seeing babies at the beach because he goes, your baby at the beach, what are you having a break from? Just lying and sleeping all day? You don't need to come down here and relax. That's what you do. You just relax.
I don't know who does that.
It's a good bit.
It's a good routine. Agent China. No, to answer you can't go everywhere in China because you know there's the Uyghurs who. Because I know because my son did in year 12. The Uyghurs. They're like a Muslim. They're a Muslim group of people who are persecuted by the Chinese. So it's pretty bad what they do to them. Because I read all about it because I had to help my son do VCE. They do all this stuff. They knock down their mosques and they rebuild them, but they rebuild them smaller.
Mm.
It's tricky, isn't it?
But so they do rebuild them.
Well, eventually, yeah. And they put people in camps where you got to learn about the Chinese way of life, you know, not their way of life. So, you look at China, it's such a big country. Oh. There must be at least 20 different types of people in China. You know what I mean? Surely they can't all be the same. So big, like Russia. It's so big.
Yeah. It's countries within countries.
Oh, I reckon.
Yeah. Australia's a bit like that. I mean, you go to different parts of Australia, you feel like you're in another country.
You go to Queensland.
You go.
Alice
Northern,
Springs.
Northern Territory. Yeah. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that, as in, I'm not having a go at those people.
Oh, it's great.
But it's a different way of life, of different climate, different. Everything's different. So, therefore, you know, it's a different lifestyle, way of living. If you were like a warrior, you know, I think we talked about this before about, this sounds horrible, but dim sims were created because of the convenience of, in the mines, wasn't it? They invented them in Australia. So is that right?
I don't know.
It was on this show. It was on this very show.
Dim sum were from China.
Yeah. If you're a
Oh, you're right, in the gold rush.
Yeah, that's
right.
If you're a warrior, what are you going to take with you? Do you take food with
snacks?
What would they do? What the hell would they? I reckon they would just take rice.
Do they have hydrate?
They have water.
And water?
Water, rice. Millet, I believe. What's millet?
Grain?
Yeah. I don't know. Because sometimes I watch movies, even war movies, I go, what did you have for breakfast?
Well, they, if they're like in the American or Australian army, they have rations. My dad used to bring them home occasionally from the Air Force.
So in their pack, they would have.
Yeah, they're great.
But how many days would they last on a... So they go out to the thing and then come back. Obviously,
Dad bought some supply. Home once, and they were all like in foil. This was like in the 70s or the 80s. They're all sealed up, and they're quite tasty, some of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just bite into like a... Remember we had like that space bars when we were kids? But yeah, he put home some rations once for us to eat.
Bit like airline food?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You know, hey, I read something the other day. This is interesting. You know, airline food, you know your taste buds are reduced by 30% on an airplane.
Wow.
So that's why aeroplane food doesn't taste so good.
Oh, is that why?
I don't mind aeroplane food.
I don't mind it either. I read the other day that, you know why they dim the lights in the cabin?
Why?
Because it's getting ready in case there's an incident. Because if some crap's going to go down, it's going to go dark. So it's getting your eyes used to it. I saw that on the internet. You heard of the internet? Yeah, it's on there.
So getting your eyes ready, acclimated, to the because the lights are going to go out.
Yeah, they're going to go out. They're going out. Masks are dropping down. They're going out.
They should announce that when they put the lights down. Yeah. We now put the lights down in case we crash.
And you know why you have to put the tray tables up? That brings the wheels down. Classic.
Yeah. What's the other classic? The guy getting on the plane is a bit nervous.
Yeah. He goes, oh, if we've got it meant to us to fly, he would have given us wings. Yeah, that was the pilot saying that.
and then he goes, how often do these things crash? Oh, just the once. So where are we?
We're talking about Chinese warriors. I reckon a Chinese warrior, you know what would be good to take to a battle? A banana. Gee, it'd be good to have a banana.
See, that's where nature is so good.
Bit of energy.
Comes in its own
or an
packet.
Apple.
An apple would be good.
Not a mandarin.
Not a pineapple. Not a pineapple.
Could be used as a weapon.
What
sort of weapons did they have? They would have had swords.
Yeah, they would have had swords.
Bows and arrows? I reckon there'd be a bow and arrow action.
Yeah, maybe a stick with a thing on the end to bang at people over the head with.
Because
it would all be on their belt sort of thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like a utility belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Stab, stab. And I assume the battles would be just, I wonder if they were just like in fields, you know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking of that movie with Matt Damon in it. Matt Damon did like a Chinese warrior movie. And they had big battles in fields.
Because they were peasants, weren't they?
They would have been peasants.
The peasants. And they were, I think they were like Army Reserve.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, so it's kind of like you're a farmer, But here's your outfit.
Yeah.
Anything happens.
Stick it on.
Stick it on. We'll head over the hill and take the guys on, but then you can go back to your farming another day. But if you had money, you automatically became an officer, I think.
Wow. And so, the Chinese War, the Great War was obviously made to stop the hordes, wasn't it? That's why they made it, to stop, stop people.
Stop people what?
Well, stop the warriors running up and, I don't know.
Taking over.
Also, that apparently was made for trade, so they could push everyone through the same gate and tax them. It's all about money.
And you know what? As we go through history, we always liked a bit of a fight.
Bit of a fight, and we love money. Money
love
makes
money,
the world go
and
around.
We love a bit of it. And do we want to take land? And as the indigenous people say, you can't own the land. You don't own the land.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, we do. I've got a beach house. Do I not own that? Is it not mine? Well, the bank owns it.
But
actually,
in reality, but in the long term, no.
Oh.
In the short term, yeah.
Yeah, short term, yeah.
Yeah, it's owned by everyone.
Yeah.
Except for that bloke down the road who annoys you and wants to come around for a cup of coffee on a Thursday. He can't come over.
He can't come over.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about juggling.
Let's talk about juggling.
We had the kids bought this during the lockdown, this game where you ask everyone the same question. It was really good. Like, what country would you go to now if you could go anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
Where would you go?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, right now. It's raining in Melbourne.
I'd probably go to Paris.
Oh, good answer. I don't know where I'd go. I want to go to Sweden or somewhere like that. Somewhere I've been to Paris.
Yeah, I haven't been to Paris.
Yeah, you like Paris. Great, great place. Good food. And the question came up, what skill would you like to have that you can't do? And I said straight away, juggling.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And they all laughed. And I said, seriously? I said, I've been to so many gigs where I've thought, if I could juggle, I could win this crowd over. I did a gig in a park in Kalgoorlie for the Open Cup Miners, right?
Yeah.
Admittingly, they had the park to themselves. They'd fenced it off. And it was just pretty random.
But you win them over anyway.
Yeah, but sometimes things are so scattered. You know what I mean? Like the crowd is standing. The nearest person was 20 metres away. And if you could just go down there in the front with some balls, maybe a chainsaw. Remember the guy would juggle with a chainsaw?
Marty Coffey.
Oh, yeah. Marty Coffey. Marty Coffey.
Marty Coffey, wasn't it? He would juggle a chainsaw, a bowling ball, and a kitten.
Wow, really?
I think so.
But it's true.
An egg.
I wish I could do that. At some gigs, I did a gig last night for, engineers, surveyors. The guy that introduced me was a surveyor, and I got the mic stand, I handed him the pole. I go, do you want to hold that stick? You're used to that, aren't you, mate? Hold the stick for me over there.
Beautiful.
And then I go, what's the stick called? Hasn't the stick
got a
really good...
The lining up stick
name?
This thing up the other end.
Yeah.
And
the guy just goes, this has got a huge laugh. I go, hasn't it got a special word, the stick? And this guy goes, it's called a pole. And then I go, oh, okay, what's the camera thing called? Do you know what the camera thing is that they use?
A cyclogram.
An otolite.
Otolite, yeah.
Very close.
Which must be something to do with horizon or something to do with, what do you call it, parallel?
But I always say, I've done surveys before and I always go, is there an argument who holds the stick and who does the otolite?
Yeah.
And is that a hierarchy thing?
Yeah.
Like the young bloke's holding the stick, isn't he? Or a young girl. They're holding the stick.
And all they're doing is they get a bit left, a bit down, a bit up a bit, down a bit, cross a bit.
It's a weird job, isn't it? Yeah. But they've got to be very precise.
Yeah.
Surveyors.
If they get it wrong,
oh,
the house is going to slide down the hill.
Very true.
Mm. And, like the path at the front of our house, it's got a bit of a skew-if in it because it's sunk in the ground. So it means when you walk up our path, you feel like you're having a stroke.
Really?
No, you don't really. But listen, I laughed because you might try juggling. It might be heroin for you. You might give up the comedy. You may.
Could be.
Yeah. You'd be like, do you hear what happened to Dave? What?
Okay, I'll stop this podcast. I'll never see you again. Then you'll be driving down St. Kilda. Yeah. You'll see me on the foreshore.
Yeah, yeah.
Chucking my balls.
Oh, he's really good. He's good. He's doing five balls down and a tennis racket.
Cruise ships. I'll be on the cruise ships.
Is he earning a lot of money? No, not really.
But it's his passion.
Yeah. I must admit, I can see what you're saying because at heart we're all little children. So if you do something with colour and movement, you do draw the eye straight away.
Definitely.
If you're walking down the street and there's a busker and he's doing a juggling, you go, I'll watch for a minute.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And he'll get you in and you'll go, there's something I can't do.
Well, I mean, Des Dowling is another comedian. He told me that he learned to juggle one day when he hurt his leg. I know he couldn't move for a while.
Yeah.
He said, just watch a YouTube tutorial and you can learn how to do it.
You can. And if you want to learn, watch the tutorial with three balls, right?
Yeah.
But do it with hankies because the hankies don't drop as quickly as a ball.
Oh, wow.
So you get the movement right. Hankies, yeah.
Should I learn how to juggle?
But not ones you're blowing your nose in. Not those ones. No. Ones that, you know, the clean ones.
Well, the ones beside the bed.
No. Not ironed ones. Ones that are sort of just proper hankies.
Remember mum used to iron the hanky and hand you one?
You still
have a hanky, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't iron it. And when I do, I must admit, it's a good feeling. What do you do? What do you do if you're out and you get a runny nose?
Tissues.
But we're here now. There's no tissues around here.
No, you're right. I have to hold on till I get my car. There's tissues in my car.
Oh, okay. So
that's
juggling.
Interesting.
Where did it start?
Oh, the Egyptians juggled.
What do they juggle?
No, they used to juggle because there's. I've seen pictures of the classic Egyptian pharaoh types juggling. They juggle.
And it would have been.
I think it was magic.
Hacky sacks. It would have been like hacky sacks.
Yeah.
No, it would have been like hacky sacks.
Maybe mummified cats. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, because you would imagine that it'd be like a bit of stone, some sort of. But it would.
Well, they slept on stone pillows. So, you know, there must have been. Maybe the rocks, bits of rock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then,
things were harsher back then.
But what are the things that they juggle in modern day now?
Balls.
Balls.
Hacky sack things.
Flaming sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Flaming sticks. And sometimes you've got to make sure you don't grab the wrong end of the flaming stick.
Oh, no. Yeah, of course.
Because then you would burn your hand. So that makes it more. Tennis rackets. Bowling pins.
Oh, pins. Yeah.
Pins.
Right.
Hacky sacks, balls, big balls.
Bits of fruit. That's what I mean. See, if I could learn how to juggle, I could turn up, I could be juggling, get things out of the crowd. I'll give me some iPhones. I'll juggle some iPhones.
You know what would happen?
You don't want to drop them, though.
You would do your juggling.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to drop the iPhones. Do your juggling, then do a bit of stand-up.
Yeah.
And then you come back on. And
end
do
on the juggling?
No. Well, when you do your next bit, you go and do a bit of stand-up, they go back to the juggling. You stand-up
shit.
Come
on, juggle boy.
Can I do it a favor? Yeah, do another one. Juggle this. What about juggling the books?
Oh, yeah, juggling the books is a good saying.
Juggling the books. Have you ever had an accountant that's gone, hey, here's a dodgy thing you can do?
No.
Here's my theory. If you're just going in, here's my theory on accountants and juggling. Be aggressive with a conservative accountant.
Oh, that's a good idea.
As opposed to going with a dodgy one, be aggressive with a conservative.
Well, and don't talk about tax avoidance. Talk about tax minimization.
Yes.
That's what they talk
about. If they go, it's a bit grey, just beware. Mm. When they say it's a bit grey, didn't you want to invest in the deer farm?
The grey area.
Yeah.
Well, you know, juggling is part of street performing, isn't it, really? And you know what I noticed in London when I went there? There's a lot of street performers over there.
A lot, and very good ones too.
Yeah, but they're also at, like, they have microphones and speakers now. And so you'll go to, say, something like Nelson's Column or something like that, and you're trying to admire this architectural feat.
The background.
And there's be like, hello, everyone, okay, move up closer. Get your £20 notes out. Here we go, Governor.
Watch this. Here
yeah,
we
talk
go.
About the lack of serenity. Jesus Christ.
Mate, tone it down a bit. Keep it
Shut
down.
Up.
People trying to do a bit of a historical walk here. But, we're stepping Jack the Ripper's. We want to learn about a murder over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of comedians start off as street performers, like the Doug Anthony All-Stars, they were street performers.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
What about the tripod? They would have been.
I don't know if they did street performing. There's a few bands start off as street performers. Who start off as street?
The Beatles?
No, I don't think they did street performing.
The Monkees?
No, they were like put together. Oh, the Why Can't I Get Just One Kiss, that band. They were street performers. Do you know them?
No.
You know, I've seen them live. They're a great band. Fuck, I only remember their name. All right, so have we covered off juggling? Well, I think we've covered off enough.
Yeah.
Juggling. Yeah, I'd love to juggle. Ancient Chinese warriors. What thinking music can we have?
Oh, the samurai. Oh, the samurai is Japanese, isn't it?
That's Japanese.
Because that was a TV show in the 60s.
Yes.
Could we? Oh, God. We could.
Why don't we play some ancient Chinese war music, and we'll be two warriors walking off to war.
How do you mean? Like, so we play some. Is there a thing called Chinese war music?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? Sort of atmospheric stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And because then, we'll be just too average. We're both farmers, but now we've been called up for duty.
Yeah, okay. All right. And we're, so today's day one.
Give us a ding. Oh, g'day, Derek. How are you, mate?
Hey, Jono. How's the farming been going?
Yeah, not too bad. The rice is coming along. Just, well, it's quite intense, that rice farming.
It couldn't have happened at a worse time. I was having to go off to battle because I've got the pigs going and they're doing real good at the moment. And I got the call, as you did.
Yeah.
We got to head off and I could not find my outfit.
Your armour looking good, though. Bit dusty.
Yeah, bit dusty. It's a bit squeaky in the arms.
Mine's a bit tight.
There. Yeah. My bow and arrows, they were all a bit bent because they got wet the other night.
I said to the wife, can you sharpen my saw before I go?
No, mate.
Because I got to take the kids to school.
Exactly.
You do it.
Now, where do we go down this path?
Oh,
now,
God. Do we go? Look at them all. G'day, Phil.
Yeah.
Hey, Stewie.
Yeah.
All right.
What are those terracotta ones over there?
Oh, God.
What are there? There's tons of them. What are
so,
they?
Let's get this straight. We've got to go over the wall and then take on the Mongolian hordes. Is that right?
No, I think we take on the Mongolian and then we go over the wall.
Oh, we take over the wall.
We go, it's Mongolians first and then over the wall second.
Gee, this music's really building me up.
You got. Geez, hang on a second. Look at all those Mongolians over there. That's Genghis Khan. He's on the horse. Second?
Yes.
That's Barry.
Barry.
Hey, Barry.
Barry.
How are you? Oh. What? Yeah, apparently we're gonna have to come and have battle with you.
Oh, my God, they're coming for us. Is the music going to build up? Hang on. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We have to go with the music. Barry, I'm sorry about this, mate, but we're...
Should we charge?
Yeah, okay.
Actually, you know what? I've left something with the farmer. I've got to go get it. I got to...
Oh, do you? Yeah, sure.
I got to... There's... Oh. We got to go. All right.
I'll have something at home as well.
Yeah.
Okay. See you, Barry.
See ya.
Come over later.
Good luck.
Yeah, all the best.
Run! Wow, that was a great war scene.
I don't know how we do that. I think, again, they should, the Smithsonian or whatever, they should take these tapes and...
They should.
The kids should be learning from them. Anyway.
Well, do you want to have a crack? What's the answer?
I reckon, this is really weird, but I reckon there's something to do with when they're in, there's the haka, which is really intimidating.
Yes.
I reckon maybe in battle, they did some juggling with their swords or something.
Oh.
And sort of to intimidate, they're going, what, if you can juggle with your sword, what can you... You'd probably lop my head off, in one go.
Yeah.
So I reckon there's some juggling as a show-off to intimidate the opposition before they went into battle. There you go, like the haka.
Wow. I don't know. Yeah, what can I say? I reckon you're right. I reckon juggling was a form of weaponry. Maybe that's where it came... You remember we did yo-yos? Yo-yos were a weapon in the Philippines.
Well,
I reckon juggling was a weapon in China.
You look at the nunchucker.
Yes.
The nunchucker is like a performance art piece,
yes,
but it's also whacky across the head with a bit of wood on and a bit of chain. Yeah, so I reckon we've got it.
What is the answer, Sam?
During a battle in about 603 BC between the states of Chu and Song, Zhong Yiliao stepped out between the two armies and juggled 9 balls, distracting the Song troops long enough for the Chu army to launch a surprise attack.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
So it was like it was, it's a distraction, like you were saying when you with your stand up.
Mm.
You get galore and movement, and all of a sudden they used it as a decoy to go come in from behind or something.
Politicians should do this on budget night.
Oh, yes. Everyone,
here's the budget, and oh my God, look. Jim Chalmers is juggling.
Juggling the balls. Juggling the books and juggling the balls. Oh, God.